I don't know if it's I'm just protecting myself because we've been together for so long and it's never happened and I feel like it's not going to happen. So I don't want to say out loud how much I want to have a baby, if that makes sense.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeets.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a 4-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Really? The how, the what, the when, the where, and the why of it all. Today, my guest is Josie. Now, Josie, I have a question for you. Dun, dun, dun. What is your secret?
My secret is I have been going through IVF treatments, and I'm kind of on the fence about if I actually want to do this or not.
Really? How long have you been going through this?
So my husband and I have been married for 10 years. And what's funny is when I first met him, like I was baby crazy. I wanted to have babies so bad. He's younger than I am, so he wasn't ready. And now in the last 5 years or so, things have kind of reversed and he's the one who's really baby crazy. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I'm just protecting myself because we've been together for so long and it's never happened. And I feel like it's not going to happen. So I don't want to say out loud how much I want to have a baby, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't know if it's just like now I'm in my 40s and I feel like, ugh, like who the hell wants to have a kid in their 40s? And, you know, I was thinking like, my kid's going to be 6 years old and I'm in my 50s. Like, oh my God, it sounds awful. You know?
Well, yeah, no, I get it. And I feel like the reason I wanted to have you on, and I'm just saying it, we are friends and you haven't really disclosed this. And I remember you talked about it a couple of times and, you know, I have a kid now and it's like, I never wanted a kid. And you did when we were talking a long time ago. And how did that, you know, you've been going through this journey and how long have you been doing IVF and what's the process been like?
So we started IVF and egg retrieval and all that about 2.5 years ago.
So then, that was like around the time we met.
Yes. Yep. And I was kind of okay with doing it. My husband really wanted to have children and I felt like, well, I think I'd be a good mom. I'm a great dog mom.
Hey, that's important. Dogs like prepare you for motherhood.
It's so funny. I've heard that. And then when you tell that to people who have children, they're like, it's nothing like it. Like you don't.
Well, it is nothing like it, but it prepares you to be responsible for another human being, but it's a whole other level.
Right. So yeah. And then you and I have talked about this when I first met you and you weren't really crazy about having children and look at you now. So I'm kind of wondering, and I know I'm your guest, but I'm kind of wondering, how's that with you having a child and you weren't baby crazy your whole life?
Well, here's the thing. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about it. It's like, we both come from such different perspectives. Like I never wanted a child. And then finally, when I decided to have a child, I'm older too, you know, like, and when he's 10, I'm going to be almost 50, you know? Okay. So I'm exhausted, girl. Like, I'm exhausted. And we're old parents. So a part of me, when you're saying, I don't want to be 40 something or 50 when I have a 6-year-old, I'm going ding, ding, ding. Yes, it's exhausting. But I also am really glad I did it because it's given me a bigger purpose in life. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, girl, like I brought a child into this crazy world that I have, it's just out of control. And I'm like, I can't believe I brought a child into this world.
And that's the other thing. Like, do you really want to bring a child into this crazy world right now? You know? So, especially like, it's not as if we would just accidentally get pregnant. It's kind of a planned thing. And I think when you start thinking, you just think too much about it. It's not the right time. What's it going to be like? When you have to put so much thought into it, it's really scary because you're making that decision to, I'm going to do this.
And you're putting a lot of money into it. I mean, how much is IVF? Can you tell me that?
So I'm in Canada. We're 20 grand in. And with they were able to get 12 eggs and only a certain amount like live. And then out of the 7 that lived, only 1 is a good embryo for implantation. So it's also disappointing, right? You know, I'm in my 40s. I have 12 eggs. I'm like, holy crap, I'm amazing. I've got 12 eggs.
Yeah. But then, as a woman, you know, because they tell you at what, 30, 35 that you're drying up pretty much.
And they you know what they said to me? They said to me, you would be a geriatric pregnancy. I almost fucking died. I swear to God. I'm like, you guys need to come up with a better fucking name than geriatric pregnancy.
That's just like, mean. Like, that's so actually mean. Abusive to a woman, I feel.
Oh my gosh. Saying that in front of my, you know, younger husband, I was like, oh my gosh, this is awful. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of disappointment. You know, you get excited, you have all these eggs, and then, you know, a lot of them don't survive. And then when they do survive, when they put in the sperm, they don't actually survive. And so only one of them is good. So we have one shot. That's it.
Never. And you haven't done it again. It yet. Have you done?
No, we're doing it in December.
So it's coming up. So are you feeling right now like all this pressure?
Yeah. And honestly, like I was saying, I don't know if I'm just trying to talk myself out of getting excited because I only have this one shot. I'm like, I just kind of want to get it over with. I want to, you know, just know once and for all, I'm either going to have a kid or I'm not. This is it. I just want this. Being in limbo is so exhausting, emotionally draining, because you don't know. And I think that if I was to know I'll never be able to have kids, I could deal with it. But the not knowing if this is going to work or not is exhausting.
Oh, it's completely exhausting. I feel you. And I kind of want to go back to when you were younger. And I know this is going to be a really weird question and you don't have to answer it. But were you always one of those females that was scared of getting pregnant or over? Like, I remember when I first, you know, started having sex, I was like, I can't get pregnant. Like, it was like doomsday.
And not at all. All I ever wanted was to be a mom. I used to go on first dates with guys and I'd be like, I want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. Wait, and when I don't know what changed.
When did you lose your virginity?
I was 18, I think.
Oh girl, I started way earlier than you. I'm like, wow, I don't even want to say my age when I lost my virginity. Oh my God. Oh,
that'll be your secret that we have to get out of you.
Well, I'll say it. It was 13, girl.
Like, oh my gosh.
I know, we That's start young. Really young in the South. Like, sorry if you're Southern and you disagree with me, but like I started very early and when I finally decided to get pregnant and we got pregnant, I lost that child, the first child. I had a miscarriage when I was working on the show, and I've talked to you about it. Mm-hmm. And then this anger came up where I was like, this whole time I was trying to like not get pregnant. And when I tried to finally get pregnant, it didn't really happen, you know, like, so I was like so angry at God. Do you feel that or no?
I mean, I do feel that when you're young, everyone is just like, don't have sex, you'll get pregnant. Like, it's so easy. But in actuality, it's like there's two good days or something crazy like that.
I think it's one, isn't it? Like one good day.
Something like that. I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, I think it's good that they scare the hell out of you when you're a kid, because then you probably start, you know, but when you're actually trying and you find out there's only one or two good days, it's like, holy crap, that's really difficult. And as you get older, it's even more difficult. And then as you get older, you get used to the way that you've lived your life, not being selfish, because I'm definitely not a selfish person.
No, you are not. You know, you're like the least selfish person I know.
I mean, I put my dog first and my, you know, like I live for my dog and my family. And so not in that way, but it's just, you just get used to the way that you live and getting up and going to the gym if you want and, you know, just different. So it gets harder to give that up, I think.
Yeah, because girl, you would be giving it all up. I'm telling you. Like even going to the bathroom, you give up. Like I was like, oh my God, I finally have to go to the bathroom after 2 hours because I'm just dealing with like feeding my son, getting his stuff ready. Because as a mom, we give up so much.
And that's the thing. People say it's worth it, but is it really worth it? I mean, you can't say no because you have a child and, you know, women will never say like, oh God, I wish I didn't have a kid, you know?
But I've had moments at night, especially during this period of time, where I've been like, why did I have a child now? And why did I bring him into this crazy world? And what was I thinking? But then when he turns and looks at you and smiles, it's like my heart is like melts. So it's this, I hate and I love relationship all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Lots of moms don't talk about that, but that's the truth.
And lots of moms don't. I think I see patients in a day and I see a lot of people and they're all women. And I've only one time had someone tell me that she wishes she wouldn't have had kids.
And what did that feel for you, everything you've been going through?
I mean, it was scary because I was thinking, what if I'm doing all of this and I'm going to feel like she does? Like, right. Why did I go and screw up my life? That's just easy. My life is so easy, right? I get up when I want. Well, not really because I go to work, but you know, you don't have to get up and you get up when your alarm goes off, not when a baby cries. You know, you just kind of do your own thing. So I'm also scared. What if this works? And I'm like, oh shit, what, why did I do this?
You know? Because you might have that feeling, honestly. And you'll have days when you have that feeling and then days when you don't have that feeling.
Right.
Are you feeling all this pressure from society too as a woman?
Not so much because I feel like a lot of women aren't having children or having children later in life. I do feel a lot of pressure from my husband who really wants to have kids. And I feel like I can't give him that. And it's very difficult. I also think, you know, he's younger than I am. He could decide in 10 years, well, you know what? I was okay with not having kids, but now I'm not anymore. And just leave, which is, you know, that could happen. And who am I to take that away from him? If he really wants to have kids and I can't do that, then of course he should go out and get what he wants. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, so, I understand.
It's a lot of pressure for sure.
Have you guys discussed, you know, adopting maybe?
I don't think it's something that I would want to do at this time anyway. Yeah. And neither would he.
Oh, you guys. So you have talked about it and it's just not something you're interested.
Yeah. Not right now. I mean, we decided if it's not going to work, we'll be dog parents for now. And you know, he says I'm crazy if I think that in 10 years from now he's going to change his mind. But let's be honest. I mean, it can happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, men can have children, what, until they're 65 or something at least? Like 75 on their deathbeds? They can have.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It seems so not fair. They should be the one on birth control and stuff. They're the ones that can impregnate more people than us.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of pressure.
So how long were you guys actually trying to have children until you hit the IVF journey?
Well, we've never used birth control. We've never used, like, I've never used birth control. We've never, we've never really tried to get pregnant when we were first dating mm-hmm. or together, but we also didn't take the precautions and we never got pregnant. So realistically trying, I'd say about 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then we've been doing the IVF thing for the last couple of years, which, by the way, was a nightmare. Those hormones, oh my gosh.
Yeah, take me through that process. So our listeners, and if anybody else is going through it, they don't feel like they're the only ones. What is that process like?
So you're injecting yourself every single day. Your hormones are all over the place. You know, you're crying, you're happy, you're just, you're super bloated. It almost looks like you're pregnant, which is kind of freaky. I was getting really bad headaches, which was really bad.
When I was pregnant, my headaches were terrible. So,
and that's the thing. There's nothing you can do to mm-hmm. you. There's nothing you can take, right? So you're just suffering. It's awful.
Oh yeah. The first trimester I was pregnant, I was nauseous 24/7 and I had a headache and I was working.
That's what I mean, right? Yeah. And you're probably not telling anyone you're pregnant because you're right. So
especially if you've lost a child, you don't tell anyone. You're like,
exactly.
And I almost went through that thing where you said December's coming up and you're going to try. And there's a part of you that doesn't want to get excited or talk about it or anything because you don't want to put that pressure on yourself. And that's
exactly.
When I got pregnant again, that pressure of like, oh my God, what if this works out? What if it doesn't work out?
Did your husband feel that too? I wonder if that's more just us women who put that pressure on us.
I'm not sure. That's a good question to ask him. I think, you know, he was more worried about how I was feeling than mm-hmm. he didn't really think about how he was feeling. He's kind of like you. He's the nicer one in the relationship.
He is great. Yeah. He's a great guy. But I wonder if it's pressure that we women put on ourselves or if Probably. They feel the same thing, if they feel like as much of a loss as we do, if they feel as much pressure as we do. I wonder.
Well, I know for me, I felt like something was broken inside of me. Like it wasn't like God wasn't going to allow me to have that. And so something right. must be broken inside of me. Does that ever come up for you?
I mean, I feel like less than a woman for not being able to give my husband a child. You know, you hear some women who are like, oh, we got pregnant the first try. You know, it's just mm-hmm. so frustrating. And then as a woman, you want to give your husband a child, right? You want to have a child with your husband. And if you can't do that, it's hard because you feel like there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. Like you aren't doing what your body is made to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a biological thing where we put it on ourselves that my body is supposed to do this and it's not, and something's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It actually feels nice to talk about it because no one, you know, at my work or friends knew that I was going through IVF. Even my mom, who I talked to every single day, I didn't tell her until after the egg retrieval that we were doing it, just because I don't want anyone feeling sorry for us. I don't want anyone, you know, like, how's it go asking and, you know, it doesn't work. And then you have to go into this whole story about how, you know, you did IVF and it didn't work. It's just like, ugh, you know? Yeah. So it's something that I was just going through by myself, really, with my husband.
That has to be so hard. That has to be so hard because I know what the hormones do and you're injecting yourselves with more hormones to, like, you know, every morning. How many times a day did you have to do it?
I'm trying to think. I think it was morning and night. Oh my gosh, my stomach was so bruised. And then you run out of places where you can inject and it's bruised and you have to inject and that bruise it and that bruise. And it's just, oh my gosh. But I did one round of it and I don't know how women do this more than once. Maybe some react differently, but to put your body through that and, you know, it's like a roller coaster ride. I feel for people who do, like a few of them, right?
Yeah, no, I have a friend that's done, I think did it 3 times and she said it was brutal. Like it was brutal to her body. It has to be.
Did she finally have a baby?
Yes. She's had two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And I have another friend that did it and it worked. And it's just like, it's such a crapshoot. It's not like you definitely do it and it works. It would be much easier if that was the case, right?
And it would be a lot easier to spend $20,000 if they were to say, you know, it's $20,000, but we will try as many times as it takes, you know, but it's not. It's $20,000 and it's a gamble,
yeah.
Which is, you know, but it's something that he really wanted to do. I think if it would have been just up to me, I wouldn't have done the whole IVF thing.
Oh, you wouldn't have?
No, I think I would have just said, you know, it's not in the cards and that's that. But yeah. I don't even know if he knows that I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, because I didn't even know that. Because you didn't even share that with me. So what made you decide other than him? Like you just stepped into the position or?
It was just for him.
Wow.
If it would have been just up to me, I never would have done it. I would have just said, you know, it's not in the cards and it is what it is and let's move on. But for him, he wanted to try everything to try and get pregnant. And if that didn't work, then he would be okay with not having kids. But he's not okay with not trying everything to have a baby, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I want to ask you, because we talked about earlier, you would go on dates after you lost your virginity at 18 and you would say, I want to be a stay-at-home mom. When was that decision made that you are okay not having kids? Do you remember? Was there a moment?
I don't think there was a specific moment. I think it just didn't happen. I didn't get pregnant. So now I started focusing more on work and other things and started, I don't know if it's convincing myself that I don't want it. Like, I don't know if it's just, you know, when you know that something's not going to work, you're just like, oh, I didn't want it anyway. You know, so I don't know if I'm just protecting myself by saying that, but which is part of me thinks that's what it is, because I'm telling you, all I ever wanted was to be a mom when I was growing up.
That actually makes me very angry as a woman for you that has been, I almost feel guilty. I have to say, because I never wanted to be a mom.
Right.
I have a child and you've always wanted to be a mom and you don't have a child. And I'm only saying this because I'm like, want to start crying because it's like, why is that okay? And you know,
I mean, maybe it's just not meant to be, maybe it's just not in the cards, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? God has a plan, right? So yeah, who knows? Maybe it's just not meant to be. I'm not going to be one of those women who's going to say like, I'm going to do this IVF thing like 10 times, as many times as it takes to get what I want. I mean, if it's just not going to work, it's not going to work. I'm not going to put myself through it. Right. And then you move on. You got to focus on something else.
Wow. You are so much more evolved than me. Like I would be angry at God because that's my thing. Or I would be like envious of the other women or friends that have children, you know, someone
maybe
like
I'm just full of shit and I'm pretending that I don't want it and that I don't care because I know that it's not going to happen. So I'm just like, fuck it. I didn't want it anyway. You know, I don't
You're
know.
Like self-protecting. You're like rejecting it before it rejects you.
Exactly. I'm going to dump you first.
Exactly. And you're at home, like throwing darts at my face. Like, fuck
yeah, you.
You
caught me. The secret's out.
No, but I'm just saying, I feel like that's so brave that you just said what you said. Like maybe there is a small part inside of you that is self-protecting and trying to reject it before you get rejected.
I mean, I think that probably is it, especially since all I ever wanted was to be a mom. What's changed? I don't know what's changed other than the fact that it didn't happen. So I'm probably just protecting myself, but I feel like the heartbreak will be not as severe if I'm saying this, right?
Right.
As opposed to like, I really, really want it so bad. And then it doesn't happen. Then what?
Do you think you can honestly protect yourself from that?
I don't know. Probably not.
Look, we're laughing because we're like, no.
I mean, we have one embryo, so it's like, you know, that's it. One shot. It hardly ever happens in the first try. I don't think I know of any women that have gotten pregnant with the first IVF try, but you know, I just honestly just want to get it over with, do it and move on.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's been like looming, you know?
Yeah, no, it has. And it's like a whole process. Like you said, you've been planning this process and it's dragged out. And it's like, can we just do it already so I know what my future holds?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I guess the thing we can do, or you can do, I feel, is like turn it over as best as you can, which it sounds like you are as best as you can.
I mean, it is, it's whatever it's meant to be is going to happen. So I don't think I have much control over it.
Well, here's my question for you. How has it felt keeping this journey to yourself? And who do you think that has benefited and who do you think it's harmed?
It's probably benefited me because I don't have to talk about it and, you know, have people feel sorry for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, who has it harmed? Maybe other women who are going through this. You know, I think it's important to share stories because then we can help each other.
Yeah.
But I don't want the pity, and I don't want, if it's not going to work, I don't want the questions of, you know, oh, have you tried it? Did you do it? Did it not take? Did it, you know, I just don't want to deal with it. So I think it's protecting myself for sure.
And if someone is listening right now and they're going through the same situation you are, what would be your advice for them?
Probably have one person that you can talk to and turn to who can give you advice, whoever that person may be, other than your spouse. Because I don't feel like they really get it. They don't get the hormones. They're not women, right? So they don't get, you know, the how.
They don't get any of it.
They don't. No, they have no clue. They have it so easy.
I know. I told my husband that. I'm like, you didn't have to do anything.
Nothing. Really. They do nothing. It's brutal. It's so unfair. But I think I would just find one person who's your, you know, shoulder to cry on.
Yeah. Because I have to tell you, being alone in any hardship makes it so isolating, I feel.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I've always been like that, though. I always, you know, if something's bothering me, I keep to myself and I just kind of shut down. So that's probably not the best thing to do. But yeah.
Yeah, because when we hung out, I had no idea you were going through all that. Like, no clue.
I know.
And you had a smile on your face. It's not like you were like a little down and I was like, what's going on? Are you having a bad day? You know, like you, no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as women, we should be able to like rip that mask off and say, this is what's happening. Don't ask me about it, or I don't want your pity, but like this shit sucks.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that could have been a better way to deal with it for sure.
Well, I am so grateful for your friendship. I'm so grateful you shared this story. I know how hard it was and the secret with me, and I'm just beyond grateful.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm going to go throw darts at your face now. And no, but I think I actually never feel angry or hurt or anything like that when other women have children, because I just think that's great. And that was in the cards for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you're a great mom and I'm so happy for you guys.
Oh, thank you. And you're He's a much better person. He is really cute, but you are a much better person than me, girl.
Well, I will take that. Thank you so much.
And if you want to be on the show, please email me at secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with two chews a day. Visit RadioBeets, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.